Nan, hello everyone. It is March 1st, 2016. This is Kieran with Shakti Activation, and we have our crew of people that are anchoring in these frequencies with us, as well as the divine angels and our master teacher, Yogi Bhajan. And I was such a beautiful day here in Southern California. I was outside looking at the flowers and riding my bike and looking at the ocean, and the angels were with me, so we're happy to be here with you today. So just sit back, breathe through your left nostril if you like, enjoy the ride, and just imbibe the beautiful frequencies. And I feel that they are acknowledgement frequencies, an acknowledgement that we're all part of the same team, even though the angels and the guides are on the other side. They're saying we're equal team members. So let's just enjoy this congratulations and this maybe even a graduation. Who knows what this is, what these frequencies are. And the reason it is some sort of a graduation is because we have so many planets in Pisces. And what is Pisces? The 12th house. And what is the 12th house? That's where we merge back spirit, merge back with the divine. And, most importantly, that's where we merge back with what? Our own souls, the divinity of our own souls. And we, ascension means that we bring the divinity of our own souls into our bodies in 3D on this planet. So this is the divine moment, which arrives every 26,000 years or so, give or take, right? So this is the moment to really sit back and breathe and imbibe. I'm saying that word, imbibe, your own higher self, your own beautiful, beautiful, pure frequencies of your soul body into your physical body. And anything that's not in alignment with the divine, with your own divine soul, will just come up for us to look at. So if you're noticing that you're reviewing things, or you're looking at things, or you're looking at things in a different way, that's because the purpose of that is to get into divine alignment and just join this heavenly team, and we're all going to manifest this, a beautiful, beautiful frequencies and environments and all kinds of just ecstatic energy right here on planet Earth. Yay! Okay, so Pisces, Pisces, Pisces. The sun is now in Pisces. And we also are, we're going to have a sun, we do have a sun-Neptune conjunction, which happened on Sunday. And of course, Neptune's the dreamer, Pisces the dreamer. And the sun shows us, it's a time to look at what are our dreams for this next level, this next step. And then we've got Venus and Mercury joining the sun in Pisces. And then we've got Mercury going into Pisces March 5th, Venus on the 12th, and a total solar eclipse in Pisces on March 8th. Now, is that enough Pisces for you? That is a lot of Pisces. That is a lot of 12th house. That is a lot of divine energy. So this is a time with Sun, Mercury, Venus, Saturn to the Moon, and Chiron and Neptune, all in the sign of Pisces. Let's repeat that again. Sun, Mercury, Venus, South Node of the Moon, Chiron and Neptune, all in the sign of Pisces. Oh my gosh. So Sun, we know what the Sun is. That allows us to just shine and see what is. Sheds the light on everything. Mercury, the mind. Venus, our heart, what we love. South Node of the Moon, that's where we're coming from. It's a fruition, like Pisces is a fruition. Chiron, the wounded healer, and Neptune, so all those broken dreams, this is the time to fly, time to return to divine alignment. I don't know how much more clear astrology could be right now. Oh my gosh, it's just 2016 can also be called the year of purification, so it's letting go of the lower frequencies, broken dreams, whatever the pains are, sufferings, all that, and just move into this divine alignment. So here we are. We are moving into divine alignment, into infinite oneness, into union with the source of all creation, which of course means creation with our very own selves, our very own dreams, our very own desires, our own, what makes our heart beat. So that is what we're doing. And wow, what could be better than that? So let's just talk for a minute about desires and what desires are. And then we're going to talk about what the fruition of those desires look like. So in our chakra system, which is what we use yogically, is we have the first chakra basic desire is for security. The second chakra basic desire is for procreation. Third chakra basic desire is for longevity. Fourth chakra sharing. Fifth chakra knowledge. Sixth chakra self-realization. Seventh chakra union. So as we pass through the limitations of the first three chakras, which is where we've been in on the earth in the Piscean age, we move into these higher desires, starting with the fourth chakra for sharing, knowledge, self-realization, and union. So let's talk about that for a minute. So for the fourth chakra, moving into the mastery of the fourth chakra, when we move into the mastery of the fourth
Did we lose him? Hello?
Yes, we did.
Oh, where did you go? Where did you go? Maybe she's already lost. She ascended.
She's yapping. She's yapping all by herself.
She laughed
then.
She
laughed.
Like
that.
Fighting all
by herself.
No!
I'll catch her, but she's probably going to coma any minute she'll realize. I'll catch her.
Okay, everybody. Sorry, somebody called me, and for whatever reason, it disconnected the line. It wasn't my phone service this time. I haven't gotten connected once. Anyway, whatever.
I sent you that.
Yeah, well, somebody was calling me on the phone, and I don't know, for whatever, anyway, it disconnected. But let's continue. So we're talking about the fourth chakra, right? I think that's where I was.
Yep.
Mastery of the fourth chakra. Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, all you fourth chakra masters, here we are. Mastery in the fourth chakra, fourth chakra masters. When one attains mastery, when earth, water, and fire, or money, sex, and power are brought into balance with the upper chakras of truth, intuition, and connection. And I think we've had enough time. I think that's our graduation. We have balance. And we have become mastery, so we're not basically pulled around by lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment, as they say in the Sikh prayer, the Ardas. So we'll just assume we moved into, I think somebody needs to start six. Okay. We move into the upper chakras, truth, intuition, and connection. And so that's where we are. I think that's the step that we've made it to. We've made it to the upper chakras. And this is where when we're in the fourth chakra, we can actually start embodying the soul. Until we've made it to the fourth chakra, we're still pulled around by the nose in our ring of greed and pride and all those things. we don't even get the gifts of this. The soul can't even really come into the body. It can't even begin the ascension process until we get to fourth chakra. So at the fourth chakra, the soul can actually come into the body and we can start to experience our mastery and start to experience that we are co-creators with divine alignment. We're not isolated and alone and dropped on an alien planet and dropped on our heads or whatever else has happened to us. So when we start to feel this, this is where part of the mastery of the fourth chakra is mastery of language, poetry, and verbal expressions. Basically, you're able to start expressing your love. You can speak with your heart. You can go from communication to communion, which is what I put on the Shakti Activation site that will talk about moving from communication to communion. So when we're in communion, we're actually in connection with the divine alignment, with our souls, with our angels, with our guides. It doesn't happen until we get to the fourth chakra. So that's really a beautiful, beautiful expression when we move into the qualities of the fourth chakra, which have to do with integrity, caring and devotion, compassion, commitment, competence, connection, concern, comprehension, containment, consideration, co-creation, unconditional love, agape, and contribution. So we call them the big cities for the fourth chakra. And so we'll talk about the fifth chakra. So what's the mastery of the fifth chakra, the throat chakra? I speak the truth, the pure cosmic sound. So the mastery for the throat chakra is when one is able to, again, embody the true birth of one's divine state of being. So this is where we get to float in the bliss and really feel in our bodies with our senses and purify our senses with the truth of our soul. So that's why this is also, 2016 has also been called the year of purification, because once we move into mastery of the fifth chakra, we want to purify our senses. So we may not want to eat sugar or eat as much sugar, you might start noticing how the world around you is affecting your senses, affecting your tattvas. We've talked a lot about that. But that's the purification when the fifth chakra begins to be mastered. And this is, again, communion. When we speak from the fifth chakra, the voice penetrates into the heart of the listener, actually changing their frequency. So I'm sure you've experienced this when you've been around Yogi Bhajan or other masters, where their words penetrate into your heart and something's different. Your vibration's different. Your awareness is different after being in the presence of the master. So what are the qualities that the mastery of this chakra brings? Akasha, that's connection with the infinite. The air element, the ether, Akashas, the ethers. Knowledge, hearing, has to do with the planet Jupiter, can expand into the cosmos. It has to do with seed sounds, like Ung Sung Wahegado. And it has to do with frequencies of the void, frequencies of the ether, the Akasha, the cosmic sounds, and communion, like I said. And it also has to do with telepathy. So you may have noticed that you're more and more in telepathic communication with people that you're close to, and there's just more of a telepathic synergy going on. So that's fifth chakra. And then we have the sixth chakra, the Ajna chakra, which means ability to command. So once we move into our vision, the sixth chakra, and we are able to manifest and live our vision, not just write down, you know, our vision or our goal. So I hope this is going to happen, or this is my goal, or this is, you know, we're actually able to bring our visions into being. Because in the sixth chakra, we're beyond linear time and space. We're moving into the field of consciousness. We're moving into the field of the divine. We've merged with the co-creation, the six chakras, the sixth dimension, that sacred geometry. That's the only place that we can merge with the divine and become co-creators. We have to be six-dimensional masters, the Ajna Chakra, beyond time, where the Eda and Pingala, the male and female currents, meet. So we're balanced in our divine selves. We are still a man or a woman, but we're not swayed by having to be a certain way. We can call on whatever qualities we need for manifesting our vision. And this is where we move into a state of non-duality. We're beyond right, wrong, good, bad. We're watching. We're observing. We understand how to work with polarities. And this is where we really move into that field of Dharma. We have pretty much dropped the karma that's pulling us. Karma is something that just pulls us in all kinds of different directions. The kind of the feeling of, like, you don't know what you're getting into. But we move into harmony with universal laws and universal principles. And this is where the mind starts becoming purified, where you start noticing you wake up chanting, you go to sleep chanting, and that kind of sound current becomes something that you really want more than the chatter. And then we move into the seventh chakra. And this is the chakra of illumination, the crown chakra. So what happens with that? This is where we move into the mastery of prana, or life force. So in other words, you start being able to manage what you do with your life force. And this is where where the mind, the finite mind, merges with the divine mind, merges with the infinite mind. And so we really do start seeing things from the point of view of the infinite mind, the point of view of the God mind or the divine mind. And we're not seeing things from limited dualistic thoughts. So we see the bigger picture. We see what will benefit ourselves and everyone, not just what's in it for me, but what's in it for thee. What's in it for thee? We have that type of mind. And this is also called the plane of happiness. When we start to just feel that inner happiness, we're not searching outside of us for something else to make us happy. And it's the plane of samadhi, where we can come into a balance where, again, we're not just searching for just constant physical gratification, but we have that deep sense of peace inside ourselves, and that's what motivates our actions. And it's the home of Shunya. And Shunya is that place of immortality, the immortality of the soul. So we can connect with the immortality of our soul while we're still in the physical body, and it's the bliss of the pure void, the bliss of the etheric field, where we meet with the divine and we just can float in a place where we're not taken down by karmic thoughts or all kinds of external influences. So that's the touchstone of the seventh chakra. It's transcendence. It's the violet flame. It's enlightenment. It's unity. It's liberation. It's unattachment, and it's moving into self-realization, and it's moving to that transcendent state, which gives us the power to work with what we see as the bigger picture of what we choose to bring forth on the planet. We bring it forth for all, for the good of all. We're holding a transcendent state. We're holding a field of being that people can walk into and start to glimpse and have moments of divine union that we're bringing through. It's the thousand petals of the lotus are unfolding. So those are our main chakras, and then we can move into the eighth chakra, the aura, and that's when our electromagnetic field, our aura, is just spiritualized. We just spiritualize. When we see the world around us, we experience the spiritualization of matter. So just our presence starts to uplift the field and starts to bring us into connection with the spirit in matter. I have little flowers blooming outside my steps, and I just look at them and I just feel the little fairies and the little spirit of these happy spring flowers coming through. So there's an example of feeling that connection with spirit. seeing the spirit in behind matter and feeling that vibrational frequency. So those are our basic qualities that we're working with in this beautiful Pisces time. And so let's just breathe into that left nostril breathing, and also just left nostril breathing is just simple breathing for purification for this time. And let's see, I'm looking for the chat. So just breathe into that while I look for a chat. Left nostril breathing, and let's go. Here we go.
I'm Thank you.